is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the, what is this, Wednesday, the 21st of November, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. I want to give a quick shout out and a thank you to Rob Bishop for sub-hosting for me last Thursday and again yesterday, as yesterday was a travel day. Now, I had scheduled Greg Pound to come up today. And, he is on the line. Okay, great. Listen, I got Greg Pound coming up. I heard a rumor, and I'm going to verify this with Greg right after the break, that, and I don't even remember who told me this, but that maybe he's running for sheriff. For those of you who don't know who Greg Pound is, for the benefit of my new listeners, Greg Pound had an incident with CPS, and it's been ongoing, where he's gotten his children taken away from him. When I bring Greg up on the air, I'm going to have him give you an overview of what's going on and see if there's any truth to this rumor about him running for sheriff. And if he is, I give two thumbs up to Greg Pound, because he's one of those guys through his tragedy that has the initiative to try to do something about it, which is what we all should be doing, folks. Now, that's the first hour. In the second hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about the expatriation issue and also the immigration issue. I believe it was on Monday's show. I had Dave call in and also Melissa talking about me going to a town to see the other side of the story. Now, I went down and spent 5 days in Mexico, as you all know, and I reported on it. I want to apologize that I have not updated my website in the last couple of weeks, because I've been really, really busy, been out of town and so forth. I'm going to write a full report on my experience down there, and I'm going to have it posted within the next 3 or 4 days so you can go in there and read it. But as far as Dave and Melissa are concerned, yes, I would like to do that. I'm going to go into that in a little bit further detail in the second hour. And I'm also going to, you know, I'm going to go into a little bit about, it's amazing, you know, I come back and I get a little bit of news that really kind of flabbergasted me. I find that the airwaves are lighting up with the fact that I'm moving to Mexico. And I don't know where that came from, because I've never said that to anybody. Now, I'm not going to kid you. Okay, I have thought many times about leaving this country, and we all know the reasons why. But as far as me pulling the trigger and moving to Mexico or Scotland or anywhere else, it's rumor. I don't plan on going anywhere, at least not for the time being. So with that, I want to clear that up, first of all. But in the second hour, and the bottom of the first hour with Greg on, I want to open up the phone lines on Greg's issue. And then in the second hour, I want to open up the phone lines again on this issue, what Dave talked about on my show Friday, about me going to a place and looking at the other side of the coin, because I would love to do that and report on that as well. Okay? So with that, let's see. We're going to take a break here in about, I think it's coming up in about a minute. Greg, are you with me on the line, sir? Okay. We're going to go to a break. I think I've got Greg on the line. At least I've got it here up on my screen. So we'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening. Stick with me. Got a really good show for you today, folks. It's going to be good. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Greg Pound. And as a lot of you know, but some of you may not, some of the new listeners out there, Greg has been going through a tragic experience with getting his children taken away from him by CPS. Greg, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing today, partner?
Good. I'm just fighting a good fight.
I know, and it's been an ongoing thing, and I can just imagine the stress that you're going through. Greg, go ahead.
Okay, well, here it was 3 years ago, 2004, August 3rd, our daughter was accidentally bit. And what happened, my wife called 911, our daughter was taken to the hospital, and then CPI came out for the Pinellas County. Now, we're in Pinellas County, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death, where the government challenged the will of the people from all over this country, came to Pinellas County, where we live here, protesting that they would spare this woman's life. There was people who would pay whatever it took in order to keep her alive and take care of her, but yet the court ordered her death. And so we're in an unbelievable struggle with the very same court. They came out, the case manager by the name of Megan Gallagher came out. She falsified 26 cases along with our case in stealing our kids over a dog bite. Now, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do drugs. We have no record in the police department. But yet, on November the 5th, 2007, they terminated our rights as parents to our kids, to our five kids. Now, my wife's been hiding for a year and 9 months with our newborn little baby. We named him Baby Moses. Now, he was born 2006, March the 4th. And what happened was that the court was unable to get him my wife said she's not giving them any more of our kids. They had four of our kids, and so what happens is she's been hiding now for a year, 9 months, and it's just so tragic because if you were to meet us and see our family, the way we live, we would be the traditional American family. I mean, we don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. So they have nothing on us. So this case, it's just totally inconceivable to see, like, they put us in a parenting class where they wanted us to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual at the age of 5 and 6 years old, and that we were supposed to demonstrate that we're teaching the case manager that we're teaching our kids about how to masturbate at the age of 5 and 6 years old, and it's just so inconceivable. Then one of the cases in the this was, we were ordered into what is called a case plan. That majority of people, it had 72 goals they wanted to accomplish over a couple year period of time, where they wanted me in a batter's intervention class. I went to this batter's intervention class, and they wanted me to sign a document stating that a domestic violence class wanted me to sign that I committed domestic violence. And I said, I'm not here for domestic violence. My daughter got bit by someone's dog. And the man said, well, you can't be in the class. So I went back to the judge, told the judge, and she said, well, I'm sending you back to the class. He's a provider for this court. So either way, they've used that. I went to the class 18 times. I didn't get credit for it, because I refused to sign a statement that I committed domestic violence. I said, I'm not here for domestic violence. I never committed domestic violence. I'm not here. It's over a dog bite. So what they did is, if the listeners could just get a chance to look at this website called FreeOurKids.com or FreeOurChildren.com, and look what's going on throughout the state of Florida. Now, the state of Florida has waged a war. They've put me under so much pressure, and they are doing everything they can to try to bring me into the system. I mean, they haven't charged us with, I mean, they can't charge us with anything. We haven't done anything. But in order to take someone's children, there has to be a charge of a misdemeanor charge of abuse, abandonment, and neglect. And I mean, this system is so messed up and so out of control because of the federal grant money. And if people would say, well, why would they do such a thing? And the thing is, they're receiving federal grant money in order to take these children into service. And they have illegal contracts between the sheriff's department, the court system, when there's supposed to be a separation of powers. And, I mean, I went to Tallahassee to get these contracts through this money they're getting. It's literally millions of dollars. Now, Save Children Coalition, when you watch this website, FreeOurKids.com, and you watch how they take that 9-year-old boy, and he's handcuffed to a bed, and they burn this boy, and he gives the testimony of what they did to him, how they handcuffed him to a bed, burned him, beat him up. I got pictures of his, you can look at his eyes where he was beat up, how they almost starved the kid to death. And this went on for 3 years. This went on with this young man from the age of 9 to the age of 11, and he told the case manager, and nothing was done about it. Now, when this was brought to light, Safe Children Coalition of Pinellas County, they're losing their contract of $74 million that they receive in order to babysit these kids that they go out and confiscate. DCF goes out, picks them up, brings the money into the sheriff's department, the court system, puts all these people to work. Then what happens is more money comes in order to babysit the kids while they're in care. Then when they're in care, they're being raped, physically abused, and the parents here are just going crazy. They just don't know what to do. They're trying to figure out, how can we be in a situation in a government where the government now is telling us we don't have a right to a trial by jury, when it says in the Florida Constitution the right to a trial by jury shall never be violated. It means that they shall never take that right away from us. And even in the federal Constitution, we have a right to a trial by jury, and they're refusing to give us our right to a trial by jury.
So now, okay, let me ask you. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you for just a minute. Okay, a couple things. First of all, Greg, you mentioned that they're being raped, they're being tortured, they're being taught to masturbate at the tender age of 5 and 6 years old. Now, I know that you have just recently lost custody, you know, officially of your children. And so, what were you doing? Were you at the point in time where you allowed visitation to your children before you lost custody? Were your children telling you that this kind of thing was happening?
Well, my children. For instance, my son was telling me, I listen to once in a while to James Dobson's program, and I heard a talk show on there about finding out whether they're in daycare and stuff. And the thing is we tell our kids, no one's supposed to touch you in these places. Nobody. Nobody's supposed to touch you when you're away from your daddy and mommy. And me and my wife would have never, our kids would either be with her or with me. But we've never been separated from our kids until the state came in. And so when I would see my kids at all my visits, I would tell them, nobody's supposed to touch you here, Nobody's supposed to be touching you here. Tell my daughter that. I got three girls and one boy. I have one boy hiding with my wife. And I would tell them nobody's supposed to touch you in these places. And then I would ask them, and then they introduce them by showing them pictures of nudity, people with no clothes on. So I asked my son, I asked him, have you seen any pictures of people with no clothes on? And my son said yes. And I started asking him more. And the girl sitting at the door, she spoke up. She said, you can't ask your son any of those questions. And I just about went off. I said, are you telling me that I cannot? And so what they would do is they would grab my kids and drag them out of the room. I get one hour visit a month. Now, it's actually, they call it 2 hours. They call it 2 hours, but it's one on one end and one at the other. And so when you look at it, I mean, this is isolating the children from their parents. Okay, mm-hmm. and you see where they put my kids now. My kids, once you see that, it's just totally inconceivable. Now, for the past 3 years, I've only seen my kids for 2 hours a month. They're in a daycare. The daycare people, the state-run daycares, see my kids in 3 days more than what I've seen them in 3 years. My wife hasn't seen them at all because she's left. I mean, here they've got what they call a diligent search warrant out for my wife to try to get this baby from us. And it's so hard to believe that this would be going on in America, that we're in such a battle. And the things that they're doing, trying to break me down, it's like I filed in the appellate court, in the appeals court. They terminated my rights on the 5th. I filed on the 6th in the appellate court. And now I'm working with that, trying to get that straight and trying to now move on that. And so this is just I tried to intervene. I exhausted all the remedies that I had in the lower court. I filed in the federal court, trying to get the federal court to do something. And they've got this judge over there, Judge Stephen D. Meriday, who's a judge in the federal court in Tampa, who goes ahead and he turns our writ of habeas into a motion. And they're just playing with us. It's almost like a game they're playing. And they're protecting one another. I mean, this is a court system here where these people are just protecting one another. And when you look at the record, for instance, you got the Largo Police Department in Pinellas County busted by the FBI for a pedophile ring. You've got the city, just this past couple weeks, the city chairman for St. Petersburg, Florida, committed suicide because he was getting these girls from the Department of Children and Family here in Florida, and he was raping them. And what happened was one of the girls that he did this to moved out of state. And when she heard somehow that he got two more girls, and what happens, these girls were trying to commit suicide. And you're telling me that the state of Florida, these social workers that are watching all these kids, couldn't figure out why these little girls are trying to commit suicide? So it comes out that this guy now is being charged with raping these little girls that he's got from DCF. So he just goes ahead, instead of spilling the beans on all the other people in this system here, he goes ahead and he commits suicide. He kills himself. He should have killed himself a long time ago. I mean, and once you look and see what these people are doing, then you have, for instance, we've got in Florida a federal prosecutor going to have sex with a 5-year-old girl. I don't know if you guys seen that in Arizona and stuff. A federal prosecutor going to have sex with a 5-year-old girl. You've got Congressman Foley of Florida trying to have sex with little boys. We got Judge Downey in Pinellas County Court, on the same court again. Here he is sitting at his laptop hearing cases for like a couple of years. And here he is on looking at this pornography on his laptop all this time, and it's just, you just see the perversion of what's going on, and I just think it's real sad because the people behind this, now they know I've been separated from my wife for a year and 9 months. They've had women coming to the house. I mean things that are going on that I know it's blatant entrapment of what they're trying to do. Just like Chuck Colson in his book when he was with Nixon, and he explains how they work, how they try to entrap people and get them involved in sexual affairs, and then they use that against them. Once they get them entrapped in these illicit sex things, relationships, then they use that to blackmail them. And see, so what happens is they're not going to blackmail me. They want to throw this up. And I would never give anything for my wife and my kids. I'll die to myself as long as it takes in order to get my family and my wife back. And
okay, Greg? Let me stop you. We've got to take a break. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Greg Pound. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more of the story, folks. I'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. Be right back. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Greg Pound, talking about his ongoing peril, this tragedy with him having his kids taken away. And Greg, you mentioned you have been separated from your wife now for what, 9 months?
A year and nine months.
And these people are still to this day dogging you to find out where she is?
Is that true? Big time. Their goal, when it comes to the state winning, there's no right or wrong for these people. When it comes to the state, if you're in a battle with the state, there's no right or wrong with these people. I mean, to them, I mean, they'll play any game, and they're all covering their jobs. I mean, the whole system, what I've watched in the past, when I listened to the judge lie, this Judge Mary L. Fleming, when people watch the website freeourkids.com, and when you see what they're doing to families, and it's all being done for money, these cooperative agreements between the court in the sheriff's department, which is supposed to be a separation of powers, these people are laundering children. It's a human slave market, is what it is. And when you see what they're doing, it's just totally unbelievable. Then when the kids are taken, the reason they like having sex with children, men with men and little children, is because they say it feels tighter. This is how corrupt and perverted the minds of these people. They've gotten themselves to the place where they become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They've been so sold out to the love of pleasure that they'll molest children and think nothing of it. You can go to the De La Cruz, go to St. Pete Times, type in De La Cruz children, and just, it's December 10th, 2004, and listen to how many times these kids have been raped from house to house to house, and they settled out paying them $4 million out of court once you read the case and stuff. I went to the attorney's office who did it here in Pinellas County and talked with him trying to get him to take my case, but see, they're only allowed to take so many of those cases like that against the state. And what happens is they, just no more than a month ago, they appointed a new administrator. Bob Butterworth is over the state of Florida now for DCF, Department of Children and Family. And then Walt McNeil has been appointed over the juvenile problem we have in Florida. There's all these things with this young man was just beat to death in the juvenile camp where they had him hogtied, and they beat this kid to death and right on television, and all these people were acquitted. They literally beat this young man, just beat him to death, showed it right on the television. The kid's dead, and he was all tied up. It was like something you'd watch on some kind of movie you'd watch on Hollywood television or something.
Great. I'll tell you what. Listen, we've got a few minutes until the bottom of the hour break. I was going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. We've got a caller online. I'm going to go to Conchita in New Jersey. Conchita, you're on with Michael and Greg. Go ahead real quick.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Conchita.
Yes,
well,
Conchita,
I'm calling in. I agree wholeheartedly with what Greg is saying. And a horrible situation where they took my children justifiably as well. But I also wonder this. There was recently a situation where French representatives went to Africa, to the country of Chad, if it's called a country, and were removing African children to take back, and their leaders stopped them and said that they were taking these children for purposes of providing them to pornographers and harvesting their organs. And I kind of wonder, could that also be what is going on here with Child Protective Services?
That's a distinct possibility. What are your thoughts on it, Greg?
Well, I believe anything is possible. I mean, we're at the place now where there's no check and balance, no accountability for our government. Our government is thrown off the Constitution and saying they're above the law. They can do whatever they want to do. And if everything in the juvenile court system is under seal in the state of Florida, they can get away with anything. The only way they caught this situation where they beat that young man to death was caught by a video camera. There's other children they beat to death, and the whole thing is, and they've gotten away with it. So what I'm just saying is that we've lost the check and balance because the people are so preoccupied now getting the things of a bigger car, a bigger house, and we're all so far in debt that the husband has to work, the wife has to work. They're pushing us at such a rate that we don't even have time to think as American people on what's going on with our own country. We're all running like we got our heads cut off, chickens with no heads. And we're sitting here, and we're losing. We're losing, they're winning, they're getting paid, and they're in control, and they know exactly what they're doing. And so I believe anything could be going on, and we don't even know it because we're so busy.
Yes, and also I like to point out that my daughter was sexually mutilated while in foster care, where she was taken to keep her safe, and they cover that up as well in New York City.
To keep her safe. Yeah. Now, do you have custody of your daughter now, Conchita?
No, they terminated my rights.
They terminated, and how long ago was this?
In 2005, they terminated my rights.
Okay, if you don't mind my asking, what was their excuse for taking your daughter to begin with?
Well, it's two children, actually, my son and my daughter, and they went to school using their bus passes, and they said I failed to supervise them, and that and when I got to court, after CPS had custody of my children, the judge said my children were going to become criminals, and the judge just happened to be a personal friend of the then-mayor, Rudolph Giuliani.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you.
He appointed all his friends.
You know, this is rampant throughout the country, and I follow along. I've had Greg on my show before. His rights as a parent have been recently terminated. His wife is in hiding because and for good reason. I mean, why would you want to think about, you know, participating in this scam, if you will, for the benefit of a lot of these perverts? And Greg and I had a conversation off the air where my wife was at work, and her two children were playing on the trampoline out in the backyard, and I guess they were making too much noise for the neighbors, so the neighbors called the police. The police showed up and literally walked into the house and were asking the 9- and 10-year-old child if they had food or water or milk.
No.
And I know why they were doing that. You know why. We'll come back after the break and address that. Conchita, you can stay on the line if you want to. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. The phone lines will now be open, 800-313-9443. See you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Greg Pound. We've got Conchita from New Jersey on the line. And as I was mentioning, by the way, the phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for Greg. I was mentioning the police came into the home. They opened up the refrigerator. They opened up the cupboards. They questioned the heck out of these two little children to find out if they had food, water, or bread or whatever. They were looking at the pictures in the household, and they were questioning about where they were from or who they were. And I think when they found out that they were from Scotland, they backed off. Now, Greg, question to you. Do you think that what they were doing was basically paving the way to call CPS and get them involved?
Exactly. What they do is it's called like a fishing expedition, same thing they use in court. They're just trying to find something. They're looking for some reason, some way of justifying, and that's what they're after. Because of the money these children generate, the money that they bring in, they're big money. It's a big money maker for the sheriff's department, police department, for the whole court system. They're subsidizing all their whole system is for money. I mean, once you see how much money comes in and how much it takes to take care of children compared to the grown adults in the jail system, they can slam them in the jail system and let them just lock them in there and leave them in there. Well, with little kids, it takes a whole lot of lot more time and responsibility, and they've got all these people involved in the system, and they're making money off it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if those two children were American citizens, that they indeed would have called CPS, number one? And number two, are the police are aware, or are they just being instructed that that's their job to do without any underlying awareness? Do you know?
Well, what I really believe is I believe that, I mean, what we have going on in America now is the strength of America is our families. And so they want to destroy our families. If they were from another country, or then they would be out of their jurisdiction. If they're from, if they're not aware whether they're American citizens or not, then they have no jurisdiction over them. If they have a birth certificate, or social security number, then they're fair game to whoever can get them. And so, but mm-hmm. what they're doing in America is they're destroying the strength of our country and it's our families. And I just don't understand. I mean, it's like Hitler's soldiers. I mean, they did the same thing. I mean, what they're doing is they're out to destroy the strength of our nation is our families. How can you explain what they did to me and my wife and all these other families, all these people, when you hear the stories and what they're doing to people and their kids, and they're cold. They're cold-hearted. I mean, these people are ruthless. I mean, they wouldn't allow my wife. I mean, the stuff that they've done to us is just,
Okay, Conchita, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And
okay.
Along the lines of what Greg was saying, things that they've done to parents, I believe this is the equivalent of Abu Ghraib, because you have to stand by while these people will beat your children, mutilate them, rape them, and you're not able to. This is torture.
Exactly.
This is torture, and they take pleasure in doing this, you know. And I saw on the internet, on YouTube, some of the various recordings of, let's say, I saw one where this grown woman is testifying before Congress, and she's saying that, you know, in addition to, you know, being abused by the government that had her in protective custody, she was trained on how to service politicians sexually as a child. And none of the people she's testifying before look shocked.
So this is an ordeal that you went through as far as ultimately losing, parent rights to your children. How long did it take you? About the same amount of time that as Greg, as far as going through that whole program and the audacities that they perpetrated on you?
Well, no, mine took longer because they wanted to keep me around longer and torture me even longer than they did Greg. So, you know, they removed my children in 97 and they terminated the rights in 2005, but they could have done it in less time. But like I said, these people, they just enjoyed, they're very sadistic, they're very satanic, and they just love to torture. And some people, they like to torture because they're looking to break everyone, just like at Abu Ghraib. If the things that I've heard went on there, they like to break everyone. You know, I mean, they're not going to waterboard you here because it's, you know, these are contract agencies, but they like to torture you. They want to see you break or break down, and so they kept me in a lot longer. But they never got to see me break down, which is something they take pleasure in.
And that is true. The two state attorneys said to me and my wife, she said, out of the 2 years, she said, you two, after 2 years of me and my wife, I remember coming out of the courtroom, and these two ladies standing there laughing and said, you two have lasted the longest out of all the families we've come against so far. I mean, and
so
they're laughing like it's a joke.
Yeah, so what happens is that you get drained financially, you get drained spiritually, you get drained of all your energy, and what most parents just ultimately cave in?
Yeah, it gets to the place where it's so when you see your kids 1 hour a month, that's like you having a cut on your leg and it begins to heal, and a month later you slice it again. Then a month later you slice it again. And every time you go see those kids, you come home, you got to get on your knees and start crying. Like Conchita was saying, it's like an emotional, it is torture.
No, what happens with a lot of parents, you know, turn to alcohol or drugs. I've even heard of parents committing suicide. I've heard of parents being committed to mental institutions. Someone that I'd met briefly, while she was in family court, she began to pray. And the judge had her taken directly and institutionalized because she was praying in the courtroom.
Yeah, on my website, there's a father who committed suicide. His wife gives a testimony of what they did to the two of them and their kids. And, I mean, it's just It's just inconceivable when you hear what they're doing. And they're not picking bad kids. They're not taking people, kids from drug addicts and so forth. They want good kids that are easy to manage. And that's what they're after. They're after good children.
Yeah, they're after the good ones. They don't want the ones that are hanging out in the corner selling drugs or that are, you know, cursing out people or that are acting out or juvenile delinquents. They want the good children because they want to be able to train them their way to do things that they want. It's sort of a brainwashing takes place, you know, where they're sort of, they have to keep them from the parent for a very long time to let the child know that, hey, I'm your new parent, you listen to me. So there's a lot of brainwashing. I mean, I'm a military veteran. I was in the military 25 years, and it was obvious to me that there was a lot of brainwashing going on here. I don't know if it's on the level of CIA MK Ultra, but there's definitely a lot of brainwashing going on.
So they're looking for children from nice, upstanding homes, clean houses, parents that work, I mean, that are... not your run-of-the-mill, you know, yes, not run-of-the-mill street corner addicts or whatever. They're looking for people, children that they can manipulate. They're looking for people that they can put into the system where the parents have the money to fight. They know they will fight. And not only are they going to take the children away, they're going to do their dirty deeds with them, but they're also going to drain the bank account and the emotional bank account of the parents.
Well, see, it's an economy. Yeah. They want money from the people
right.
who don't have a whole lot of it.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate that, Conchita.
Certainly.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Hey, Greg, you know, I heard this rumor. I heard a rumor from, I don't even remember who it was, that you're running for sheriff down there.
Right. I've got the paperwork. I'm just getting ready to file it. If we need a new sheriff. The sheriff in Pinellas County is just like, this is what I do. This is how I get exposure. I go before the county commissioners. Last night I was before the county commissioners. Anybody who's listening want to go and listen to what I say to the city county commissioners, to the city council in Clearwater, Largo, St. Pete. You can go before these councils. I go there and I ask them some straight out questions. I bring the documentation, the evidence. I bring it in. I says, listen, these are false police reports. I put them right on the screen. They put them on the television. And everyone in Pinellas County can watch what's going on in our local government. And you can watch it. You can type in PinellasCounty.org and go ahead and get online and watch the county commissioners meeting. And like last night, I went before them, and I just blast them. Now, I've got some stuff on the things going on in the internal government, and I'm waiting for these people. If these people do not, I've written letters. I've asked them. I said, listen, I need you to tell me. I need someone. We have not committed no crime. We have done nothing. There's no reason. It was an accidental dog bite. Someone else's dog. They accepted responsibility for the accident. It's noted in the police report that it was an accident. But this girl comes out from the Department of Children and Family. She lies, and the court goes ahead and supports her lies because of the money that they're generating. And literally, they've costed us, like as you guys were talking about, all the money that they've got from us. Now, what happens is now I've become a national because of this website, FreeOurChildren.com. It's like people call me from all over the country crying and just tell me, and I try to do everything I can to encourage them and motivate them, because what they do is when they come in with their force, they break the people down emotionally. They just don't know how to deal with it. It's like when you have your kids taken from you and you got to go to work every day and you're going through this stuff. Especially when it comes to taking the little babies. And people are crying and they're just broken. It's like it breaks you. It's like, my wife, I had to take her to the hospital twice. The first time she went, she didn't sleep for 9 days. She went 9 days without sleeping, crying for our kids, doing everything we could. And the case manager, Megan Gallagher, this girl that was laughing, I called her and I asked her, I said, Megan, I said, when are we going to see our kids? The first time they took our kids, we didn't see them for probably a month and a half. She was laughing so hard because I was crying. I was crying, literally crying out. And these people are so cold. This girl comes to my house with a steel rod in her tongue and this jet black hair, looking like this goth, the gothic look, they call it. And here it is. She's working for the sheriff's department, doesn't have any kids. Some young girl, and she's out here. The sheriff's department gives her the authority to go out. She was charged, pled guilty to 26 counts of falsifying documentation, 71 counts of grand theft. And this is all in the record. It's all been presented in the court case, and they still won't do nothing about it. They still won't look at it.
You're telling me the representative showed up with a gothic look and a spike in her tongue?
Yeah, well, I don't know what they call it. I call it a steel rod. When she was talking, well, the steel rod would come in and out of her mouth, and I'm sitting there looking at her and trying to figure out what's going on here. I mean, here we are at the hospital, me and my wife, and this girl comes up, and then they end up taking our kids while we're at the hospital. I mean, and we're sitting there, me and my wife, we're just sitting here. I mean, after the accident is one thing, then they come in and take our kids in the other, and it's just totally, I mean, and we explained to them exactly, I wasn't home, my other three kids weren't there, and they terminated my rights as the father. I said, why would you terminate my rights? I mean, you found there was no neglect, no abuse, or no abandonment, that it was an accident, stated in the police report. Why do you have our kids? And nobody can answer it. And I'm asking the nation. I'm asking, I just thank the Lord God that I got this opportunity to be on this radio program with you, Mike. And I'm asking all the listeners to tell me, you can call the sheriff in Pinellas County, Jim Coates, and you can call the court system and Bernie McCabe down here on 49th Street and ask them. I stand out in front of the courthouse every day for the past 3 years. I go to the federal courthouse now in Tampa. I go to downtown Tampa, and I tell the people down there what they're doing. I stand out in the courthouse in front of the one in Tampa. And these people, they know it. They're doing it to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families. It's like this. It's like an invisible confiscation of people's kids, and we're so divided now as a people in the nation. The word community means come unity. We're not a community anymore. We're so divided as a people and as a nation, we don't even know what's going on next door. And so the word community, preposition of the word is come, and the last part of the word is unity, come together in unity. Somehow we have to come back together in unity as a community, and we have to stand against what's going on. The government is out of control. They're doing, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody can tell you what's going on. I mean,
right, Greg, it's funny that you bring that up, because I see this. I just returned from a five-day trip to Mexico where, I had a business deal that I was negotiating with a gentleman down there who, by the way, paid all my expenses to take me down there. And I looked at the difference between the cultures of this nation and that nation. And yes, we are under attack in this country by this government to divide us, to get us fighting with one another.
Right.
And this government at all particular facets is complicit in this, where, I mean, if you're being paid, you know, your children are taken away from you, they drain you in the courts, they're paying, they're getting federal allotments for taking your children. Right. They're looking for any excuse they can to take them. They're putting them in foster homes, and the foster parents are getting paid to keep the children. Now, your children, you've lost your parental rights, which means that you are unable to even have visitation on your children, correct?
That's right. I can hear in my spirit, I can hear my kids crying. I'm up all night long. And I'm sitting here. I'm grieving my kids. I can hear the spirit of my little children, being. I mean, and I can hear them crying. I told my kids, I said, listen, these people are not God, so don't listen to them. I said, they're telling my little kids before this ever happened. They said, you're not going back home to your mommy and daddy. Tell my kids this. My daughter comes to me at 7 years old and says, Daddy, will you hold me like a baby, like you did when I was a baby? And she got in my arms, and I just rocked her, my little daughter, Hannah. And she said, Daddy, will you still be alive when I turn 21? They're telling her she's not coming home until she's 21. I said, honey.
How old is Hannah, Greg?
7 years old.
And your other child's name is what?
There's Hannah, Isaiah, Joanne, and Susanna. And my wife, Melissa, has baby Moses. We named him Moses because that's when they came in. We had to hide him. And so we named him Moses. That's what, I mean, the name of plot fits just.
So they've taken all four of your children. You've lost parental rights to them. You cannot see them. You do not know where they are.
Right.
And so let me ask you this. Now, we know you're running for sheriff. The sheriff, is this current sheriff complicit in this?
Oh, he knows exactly what. I've been elected to the Juvenile Justice Board. I never had an interest in my life to be on the Juvenile Justice Board for Pinellas County, Florida. This is a board that's been mandated by the state to protect children from what's going on, and because the kids are in the juvenile court system. See, these children, everything is under seal in the juvenile court system in the state of Florida. And these children are being abused, and so they put, I mean, after a while there was an outcry because these children ended up dead under the care of the state. So they have what they, in every county in the state of Florida, they have what they call the Juvenile Justice Council. the people, now, I've been standing out in the courthouse for 3 years. They said, we got to get this guy. We got to get him on our side. So they went ahead. They got me elected into the juvenile council. Then I became a board member. I sit on the for Pinellas County with Judge Fleming, the one on that videotape. When you watch and you hear of all these families talk about this one judge, Judge Mary L. Fleming, and listen to what she has done to children.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got George from Florida on. George, I'm going to bring you up before the break and hold you over if need be. Are you with us, George?
Yes. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you, buddy?
Yes. You know, the thing is like Jim Coates, Sheriff Jim Coates, he's in what they call dereliction of duty. Under the Florida Constitution, the sheriff is the keeper of the common law. His office is established by common law, and Sheriff Coates is anything but common law. I mean, a couple months ago they had him smiling with Rudolph Giuliani, you know, in the paper, like, yep, Sheriff Coates got this control grid already in place to quell insurrections. And then I hear in Pinellas County, they shut down public access TV, where people can put Alex Jones show, and they just shut it down.
They shut it down. Yeah, okay, well, we're going to have to take a break. By the way, when is the election for Sheriff Greg?
It's going to be next year, October of this.
Okay. All right, we'll be back in three with the final segment with Greg Pound. I've got George on the line. Be right back. Stick with us, folks. Got a lot more. Bye-bye.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Greg Pound, and George from Florida is on the line. Go ahead, George. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yes. You know, the thing is, Greg running for sheriff is a very unique opportunity due to his personal tragedy, and that is he can get the chance to tell the people of Pinellas County what the proper role of the sheriff's department is. It's not to go get these grants. It's not to go do this creative revenue. It is there to protect the rights of the people against criminals in high places or in the state houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Thank you so much for your input, George. I've got just a couple of minutes left. I got another caller on the line, Randy Eddy. Randy, you're on real quick with Michael and Greg. Go ahead.
I'm in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yes, sir.
I have something to say about the Department of All Child Protection Services. They are
okay.
The most dishonest people that ever walked, and they're in cohorts with doctors who also lie constantly. They make medical statements as fact in court documents when they're not the physician, and they've never seen the person they're making statements about.
They're all in collusion together. Now,
well,
let me ask you.
In this particular case, the judge is involved with the services of this particular company, and this company receives a lot of referrals from the Department of Children. And not only that, she has two children with the Department of Children referring her business. And money makes the world go around, and obviously it makes her go around to actually make medical statements about someone she has never seen as a patient, in spite
Greg?
Of this person's psychiatrist who's disputing it, and the court will not even listen to him.
Greg, do you think the doctors are getting kickbacks on this?
Oh, big deal. I mean, everyone will tell you their business comes through two means. One is the public schools or else the doctors. Those are the ones who bring in a lot of business for DCF.
I have a judge that admitted that he didn't read anything. In transcript, I have it. He actually said he did not read the file until there was a motion on it. And he could not find a document that was filed by the state directing reunification in 130 of 06. You know when he found it? June the 25th of 07. He'd never seen it before.
Absolutely amazing.
And listen to this. The Supreme Court, March 8th of 2004, ruled 9-0, there will be no hearsay in the United States in any child abandonment, child dependency, child abuse, or domestic violence cases.
The Supreme Court
versus Washington.
The Supreme Court ruled?
Yes, sir. Every judge in the United States in family court and in circuit court got a copy of it. But this judge doesn't read anything, so why would he read that? And I told the state's attorney that.
And from what I understand, Greg, they do allow hearsay. You have
everything
to get on a witness
stand. Everything they do is hearsay.
Everything they do is hearsay, and they don't even put them under
hearsay.
Oath.
Right.
I've got a case to where they never talk to the neighbors, and I have the president of the local teachers union is livid. She was the child's teacher. They never contacted her. And here's the kicker. They reunified her with the natural father. There's a convicted murderer who confessed to killing someone in front of the children that he was protecting. And one of the doctors state he killed a reporter. And he's been accused by, or reported to, files done, molesting both daughters, including a child protection team tape on one of these daughters that the judge did not review. He has custody.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. The break's coming up at the top of the hour. I had you up here for an hour. Greg, I want you to give out your website real quick again so people can go in and take a look. Go ahead.
FreeOurChildren.com.
FreeOurChildren.com. Okay, Randy, thank you so much for the input. I appreciate it, folks. And I want to say I commend Greg for his diligence in taking action and initiative and running for sheriff.
I've been to the Senate myself, and I actually handed the DCF director some of this stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on, Greg. I appreciate it. Okay, second hour of the American Awakening come up. Stick with me, folks. I'm going to talk a little bit about my trip and, just discuss some things. Open phone lines. Be right back.
Because I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With